Welcome to our first podcast for FAC 3704. My name is Cara van der Merwe and I am one of your lecturers for FAC 3704 Group Financial Reporting. For most of you, this is probably one of the last stepping stones in order to obtain your long-awaited degree. Congratulations in reaching this point of your studies. We are looking forward in assisting you to successfully complete this module. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce you to our module and to touch on some valuable and important points before you start. Today we will be discussing an overview of the purpose of the module and the standards that will be covered in the module, the assignment submissions and mark structure. The purpose of this module is to provide you with knowledge and skills to enable you to prepare a set of financial statements for an entity or group of entities, with specific reference to the requirements of the International Financial Reporting Standards. This module will cover the following standards: IAS 1, Presentation of Financial Statements; IFRS 3, Business Combinations; IAS 27, Separate Financial Statements; IFRS 10, Consolidated Financial Statements; IAS 28, Investments in Associates and Joint Ventures; IFRS 11, Joint Arrangements; IFRS 12, Disclosure of Interest in Other Entities; and IAS 7, Consolidated Statement of Cash Flows. Please note, IAS 27 and 28 are amended standards, and IFRS 10, 11 and 12 are new standards. It is very important to study these standards, as they are the foundation to understanding the accounting concepts, measurement and recognition criteria, as well as the disclosure requirements for consolidated and separate entities. This module consists out of two compulsory assignments and a written examination. The due dates for the compulsory assignments are set out in Tutorial Letter 101. Submission of Assignment 1 by the due date is necessary in order to obtain admission to the exam. Assignment 2 also has to be submitted by the due date to count towards your year mark, which in turn contributes toward your final mark for this module. Assignment 1 and 2 will constitute a total of 10% of your final mark for this module. Each assignment carries a weight of 5%. The written examination for this semester will constitute 90% towards your final mark. It is very important to note that no extensions of time will be granted for the submission of assignments, and no correspondence or telephone conversations will be conducted regarding the completion and answering of assignments. Assignment 3 is a non-compulsory assignment. It is highly recommended that you work through the questions in this assignment. Attempt these questions only when you feel you have mastered the general principles of this module and you have a comprehensive understanding of the content. Working through and completing this assignment is an integral part of your study material and your preparation for the exam. Exam preparation starts on day one, and I cannot emphasize enough that studying and preparing for the exam is a continuous process that requires careful planning. This is a comprehensive module which requires dedication from you. You must become totally proficient in the field of accounting, which cannot be achieved in a short period of time. As a student, you must be diligent and thorough to be able to master this module. The study guide has been devised to guide you through your studies for this module. You should bear in mind that your prescribed textbooks are the primary sources of information that you must study. These are supplemented in the study guide where necessary with further information, explanations, examples and questions, which are aimed at making the study content of the module more easily understandable. Our contact number for this FAC 3704 module is 012-429-4250, and our email address can be found on MyUNISA as well as on all the tutorial letters. Please always use the FAC 3704 main telephone number and email address, as all the lecturers have equal access thereto. This will ensure that all your queries and questions will be answered promptly. I repeat, if you require prompt feedback, please do not reply to or send any of your emails to the lecturer's personal email addresses. We hope that you will enjoy this semester and that all your efforts will be rewarded. All the best with your studies.